Come on.
Are you ready?
Welcome to Dave and Mahoney. Yeah.
Do you put on an accent when you call
him? No, I don't call. I'll order
over. Imagine Mahoney. Hello.
Dave and Mahoney.
See, I thought you were saying that you put on an accent so that they don't detect your whiteness.
No, I order over the app.
All right.
And now,
this is Dave and Mahoney.
Hello, friends, and thank you for joining us. Got some good news and some bad news to kick things off today. What would you like first there, Mahoney?
Dave, why don't we start off today's show with some bad news?
Man, what is going on with the bees? We talked about that story of the mom from Buckeye who got stung 75 times trying to save her kids.
Did save. Actually saving her kids. Not trying. Saving her kids.
You're exactly right. There was the truck in Florida that dumped over. It spilled a million bees onto the highway. It was like a tractor trailer.
They're coming for us because we have ruined the earth.
Is that what it is?
Well, they're dying.
Bees! Bees! Bees in the car! Bees everywhere! God, they're huge!
And this is another story of bees, and this is a crazy one. So look at this. Can you see the circled plane wing there?
Sure, yeah.
Can you tell that it's covered in bees?
No, Dave. It's a black and white photo.
Okay, yeah, that kind of does look like a shadow. I mean, you really could have blown that photo up.
Okay, guys.
You've done this to us multiple times.
Just pretend. We're on the radio. No one can see us.
You're not printing at home, man. Like, you're printing with company resources.
Use the color printer.
Color. Like, man, make that like a three-page print.
You think they give us a color printer?
I mean, I have access to the color printer.
Oh, do you? Well, then maybe you should be printing out the photos.
You could just, like, airdrop it to us or something. You know, we have phones.
I hate you. So
lots of monitors.
So there's a lot
of
bees on a wing. What, do we know what kind of flight it is?
So it's a flight from Houston to Atlanta. It was delayed 3 hours. How annoying is that? Because there was thousands of bees swarming on the wing.
Why don't
this
we just take off and see what happens? Like, if you can hang out, if you bees are hanging on while we're, you know, flying 20,000 feet in the air,
cool. I mean, if we're talking about being the captain of that flight and you're like, we're going to be delayed 3 hours, you're like, I mean, I love the earth and all, but like, I'm going to turn on this jet engine and just see what happens.
Yeah.
Why would you have to stop for some bees on a wing?
I mean, because there was thousands of bees.
How did they get there?
I don't know what they were doing and why they chose this one particular flight, but the plane's captain announced a beekeeper would have to show up to remove the insects because they were not allowed to touch the plane, and pest control was not allowed to spray the bees, so the airport was not able to use a hose to spray the wing with water, and the bees were finally dispersed when the plane's engine was turned on so it could make its way to another gate because there's a flight coming in.
We've been way too easy on bees. We've got bee guilt because all the bees are dying and stuff like that, but these bees think they can go anywhere. You know what we should be doing? Turning on the jet. Hey, this is you. You mess around, you find out bees.
Yes.
Or spraying them down with water. But no, we have to de-escalate with a beekeeper. Nah, man, this is too woke for me, Dave.
It's been a little too easy-beasy for you.
Yes.
This is Dave and Mahoney.
Mahoney, you got to be smarter than this, man. What are you doing? You're making the critical mistake of sitting around with your wife on the weekends and watching home renovation shows.
And because here's the thing. When you are thinking about where you want to live forever, or at least for like the next, like, because we're not the type of people who move. We were in my last house for 13 years.
Moving sucks.
Yeah. My wife has lived in two houses her entire life. She went from living with her father in the same house she grew up in.
Yep.
From when she was born.
To making the huge mistake of moving in with you.
Yeah. And so this is probably like, we're not like, you know,
so this is going to be home number three, and if all things go according to plan,
well, even if we get fired,
you're just staying.
I'm done. I'm done with radio.
You just quit.
I'm just done. Like, I'm just done with all of it. I'm not moving again. So, like, trying to figure that out, and you know, trying to make it a place where we want to live. But yeah, I don't know why we've started doing this, and why I never in my life have ever watched home renovation shows.
So Chip and Joanna Gaines didn't pull you in?
Never.
What about, and this would be more on brand for you, Vanilla Ice with his home reno show?
You know, I've never seen that either, but we started watching.
You've never seen the Vanilla Ice one?
I haven't. We started watching a show called Rock the Block, and then, you know, we're just out of shows, so we just started watching all these home renovation things, and now, like, we can't have a standard house. We got to have, like, a wall with
shiplap?
No, not shiplap.
Shiplap is dating.
That shiplap has sailed, Dave.
Who knew we'd have a shiplap joke on the show today?
Not.
How about that?
But I feel like every second that we spend watching these shows on the weekends when my wife's here visiting.
Ka-ting, ka-ting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just going.
But you love it too, so don't blame it on your wife.
Oh, no, I just didn't know what I was missing. That's the problem. I've never followed, like, architectural blogs. I never looked at, like, Good Home magazines. I've never done... I mean, house is a house.
Also, that is kind of our thing, Audrey. We are going to blame that on our wives. Like, for example, my wife is excellent when it comes to interior design, but I reap all of the benefits because I get to live in this beautiful house that she does.
Right.
But then I act like that's her treat. So she can't get mad at me when I get
it. Oh, we want that, but we don't want to do any of the work to get it there.
No.
Which is... You know, you're going to renovate your house, which is kind of like, you know, the thought of it, because obviously after watching these shows and seeing all this stuff, I know it can go wrong. And become a money pit.
I act like I give her the keys to do the whole thing, which I absolutely do. I have no say in it. But I'm like, you know, you just do whatever you want. And yes, I get to enjoy the benefits of it. But if it was the other way around, she's like, no, I really want your input. I would just screw it up. It's like, I have no place.
It's kind of like whenever a woman asks you, like, which shoe or which dress.
Yeah.
And we already know what we want.
Yes. But why do you get mad at me when I won't give an answer then?
Yeah, you look great in both, baby.
My wife has...
No, but then I've tried it the other way, too, where I'm like, I like that one. And she's like, yeah, I'm going to go the other one. I'm like,
no, it's because you didn't answer correctly. We already know.
What do you mean answer correctly?
Nah, man, we already know, and we want you to validate our decision. And when you don't, we're like, are you really the one for me?
Dave and Mahoney.
Still leave voicemails?
Hello?
Then this segment is for you. Call anytime at 833-YO-DUMMY and
leave a message.
This is the voicemail.
Please leave a message after the tone.
The last thing that you threw in the garbage is what you're forced to eat. How screwed are you?
Message deleted.
Ew.
So the last thing that I threw in the garbage was an empty egg carton. I don't feel like that would be that bad of a thing to eat. I mean, it's cardboard, which would not be great, but is all things considered...
Do they still make egg containers in styrofoam?
No.
Yes.
They do.
Yes.
I know it's not great for the environment.
Eggs that I purchase.
Because yours are cage-free.
Mine are cage-free, organic, and they're the blue and brown ones.
Anytime.
Happy eggs.
I know it's not great for the environment, but anytime I go to a fast food place and they got styrofoam still, like when we lived in Texas, Dave,
everybody the Whataburger.
Used. Yeah. Well, Whataburger
they
still.
They give you a styrofoam cup and a styrofoam bag.
Yeah. But the McDonald's, when we lived in Houston.
Cane's does too.
Yeah.
Was all styrofoam because it doesn't sweat as much, keeps everything nice and cool.
Yeah. You're killing the earth, but this drink is cold.
My lemonade stand, nice and chilly. I'm going to be refreshed.
What's your ideal birthday? Not the date, but the way you'd want to spend your day.
Message deleted.
The perfect birthday for me is no one acknowledging it.
Yep.
Do not want to celebrate any of that.
Grumps? Are you serious? Okay, both of you just yep. Dave Mahoney. I cannot believe you, Dave, of all the people in this room, you love words of affirmation.
I do.
How
love
do you
words
want people to ignore you?
I do not want a party.
No.
I will say that my wife, who obviously knows me very well, did arrange a really good birthday party a couple of years ago. It was a lake day. I love a lake day. And she had this thing where it was like a surprise first thing in the morning. She had like one of those buses come pick us up, like the friends, and we all went out there together. And it was just a great day. You know, just out there on the pontoon, just drinking beer and hanging out. But it was not centered around me, even though it seems like I'd love to be the center of attention. I really don't.
No, we get all that out doing this.
Yeah.
Like, I hate birthdays. Like, I had a surprise birthday one year.
And I remember that year.
Yeah. And it was the worst birthday I've ever had.
Because the person that organized it invited, like, a whole bunch of coworkers that didn't really like each other.
Yeah.
We went to a Benihana, of all places.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got stuck with the bill somehow for, like, 40 people.
Oh, I had to pay, too.
Yeah, I know.
But you came up in, like, because at that time, I was part-time at the radio station. This is, like, 2005, 2006.
Yeah.
And I was making no money. And there was, like, $1,000 extra
And all
on
these
that
people
bill.
Just left. Like, they all ate at Benihana, and then they just left. It's like, hey, no one's rich dad is here. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, we're all young and poor.
Get up and leave. And ever since then, no more surprise
parties. I hated everybody at that party except for you, Dave. All those people I've cut out of my life.
I'm the only one that made the cut.
You're the only one.
I picked up the tab.
My man.
Please leave a message after. after the tone.
Back when I was in college, I made the terrible mistake of signing up for a bunch of credit cards, close to 10 cards. It murdered my credit score in the long run, but I still consider it worth it because I got so many free sandwiches for signing up.
Message deleted.
It is amazing the crap that we'll sign up for. Like when I was in college, I signed up for a credit card because I got a free South Carolina Gamecocks t-shirt.
That is so predatory.
It wasn't like a Beefy Haynes t-shirt,
too. It was a terrible t-shirt, but it had the Gamecocks logo on it, so I loved it. And so I'm like, let me sink my credit forever. You're exactly right.
There is nothing more American than debt.
Yeah, it's kind of our thing, isn't it?
This is Dave and Mahoney.
So I'm sure that you have noticed as you pull into a gas station on a regular basis and go to fill up your vehicle, you're like, you keep seeing all these stories of the prices of a oil barrel going down, but yet the price of gas does not seem to really be going down.
Yeah, gas is ridiculous.
Yes, it is ridiculous. It has been ridiculous.
Yes.
And you're like, okay, so the story that we saw recently was that global oil prices averaged $81 a barrel. And you're like, okay, I don't really understand what that
anything
means.
Anything under 100 so that, is, that,
yeah, that, that's
remember
down
that
from,
being good.
That's down from $102 a barrel. So you're talking about a pretty significant decrease, right?
Well, I remember a couple years ago, it was like, what was it, like 140 a barrel? Yep. It was ridiculous. And that's when we were looking at the like $5, $4, $5 a gallon. Now it's 80 and it's $4 or $5 a gallon.
Yeah, it's still so expensive for gas. And the reason why is simply because of corporate greed. So Shell has been accused of a profiteering bonanza is what they called it.
Bonanza.
After it made record first quarter profits of $10 billion. $10 billion profit in a quarter.
Not even revenue.
Dude.
Profit.
What? Okay, so this is whenever I hear this kind of stuff and just the way that the world is kind of operating, at least in America, the way it's operating. What do we do?
Know what we do? We buy an electric car. Like, I was never, like, pro. Like, I'll never buy a Tesla. That's just not for me. I don't like how they look. I want, you know, I'm a Toyota guy.
Yeah.
Toyota and Lexus put out, you know, they had the Prius, but they now have a full electric Prius, but they have a full electric SUV now. And I would have never considered this, like, 3 or 4 years ago. And now, that's what I'm looking at, considering how much I'm driving.
We're absolutely being taken advantage of.
If you're making $10 billion in profit in one quarter, you know, they're trying to make up like they use the pandemic as a smoke shield.
Absolutely.
Or a smoke screen. And now they're just gouging. And you know what? You're going to lose me as a customer.
Well, the other thing is, you know, the politicians that are just in the pocket
yes.
of big oil.
Of oil.
You know,
oh, my gosh.
Why isn't it regulated?
Right. Get well, the reason it's not regulated is because all the politicians buy off these crooked congressmen and senators.
It's like the one thing like we as Americans can probably all agree on. How about we don't get taken advantage at a pump because it's one of those things that's a necessary evil for us to use.
So the new chief executive at Shell said the company has been delivering strong results and robust operational performance against a backdrop of ongoing volatility.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, yes, but that's just Shell, right?
That's just Shell.
There's so many gas stations.
But they're all doing it. No major oil producers like, yeah, we're doing bad. Times are bad right now.
Yeah, nope, not for them. There's a lot of other people who are like real nervous and walking on eggshells because like, you know, banks are collapsing and stuff. Meanwhile, oil is just like, got the money guns out. Just going crazy. Yeah, we're pissed too. Dave Mahoney.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Show.
The strangest, dumbest, and funniest audio from the depths of the World Wide Web.
This is the Internet is Undefeated on Dave and Mahoney.
You know, Mahoney, the Internet is the gift that keeps on giving. Every single week, we just run across audio that is hilarious, that is really interesting, sometimes shocking. And every week, there's just new content. I love it.
It's, you know, where would we be without audio and video on the Internet these days, Dave?
For real. I mean, you think about...
We'd be very fit and productive.
That's where probably...
That
right.
is where we would
we
be.
We would actually go outside and experience things yeah. instead of sitting on the couch and just scrolling. But, I mean, you think about, you know, kind of the first show that highlighted... It was basically like YouTube before it was. It was just America's Funniest Home Videos.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of set the standard. You know, Tosh.0, all these shows came along.
Ridiculousness, MTV network now.
Pretty much. But there's always interesting stuff to experience online. And that's what this segment is all about. It's just showcasing some of the ridiculous things that we came across just this week. Like this dude in a Taco Bell drive-thru.
Why don't you come out with your own eyes and take a look?
She actually is outside. She can see right at sir, if common sense will tell you to just drive up it, some you get a chance, but hey, you know, common sense ain't that common.
Common sense?
Common sense, that's what I said.
Guys, heads are up your asses.
And so is yours. You don't smell that on your lip.
Why would you ever get into an argument with somebody who's handling your food?
Ever.
Don't do that.
Ever.
Yeah.
I would rather get into a political debate in front of my boss.
Yeah.
Than argue with somebody about
food.
About anything who's handling my food mm-hmm. out of sight.
Let's go to Tipsy or Toddler. This one was a girl that had maybe a little bit too much to drink and was still trying to find the right answers.
What, Mom? What happened, Amber? Taking questions on the internet.
Yeah.
She may have been overserved, Dave.
Perhaps, just a little bit. How about, Audrey, I think you'll appreciate this. There's a little girl offering some words of wisdom. Now, some of the people that want to tell you how to live your life, the motivational coaches, the people that always have a way to tell you how to live your life, even though their life might be a hot mess, can be a little annoying.
I think the reason why you believe that I will like this clip is because I sent this clip in. Because
yes.
I love motivational words of wisdom. They yeah. are my favorite things. I am that person.
You are.
Who is a sponge to that on the internet.
But when it's a little kid,
10 out of 10.
He's not a love of your life. He literally bit the guy. Hit him with your car.
So she's telling you what to do when there's a guy that you like, and I think her advice was to hit him with your car. Yeah.
He's not a love of your life. He literally bit the guy. Hit him with your car.
Okay, if you need me to transcribe, he's not the love of your life. Yeah. He's just a guy. Hit him with your car.
Hit him with your car. That's really, really good
words
advice.
Of wisdom.
Uh-huh. Mm. This one is a dude, one of the Darrens, had had enough with some kids because the kids were playing their drums, which I guess I can kind of relate to this. And he had himself a moment.
Oh, great.
Here comes
Darren.
He must be mad. Hey, what are you doing on our property?
Darren.
Mary sent me down here and said you guys are playing these doggone drums again.
Oh!
Ow.
Oh, you mean Karen?
Her name is not Karen, it is Mary. And you know my name is not Darren, it is Chip. We are Mary and Chip.
Okay, Darren.
I am tired of this. Quit recording me.
Get it.
No, give me the drumsticks.
No!
Oh, that's assault. That's assault. I got you recorded for assault.
Oh, my God. What? What is going on there? Do not, if you're ever in an argument with a child and you're like, stop recording, just leave.
And also, Mary and Chip ain't too much better than Darren and Karen.
No, they're not. And finally, this one is from Cover Your Ears. It was a beautiful rendition from Skip Fails at Singing, 277 views. It was a cover of Journey, Don't Stop Believing.
Just a small town girl, living in a lonely world. Take a midnight train going anywhere. Just a city boy.
It's the breath for me.
Born raised in South Detroit. Took a midnight train going anywhere.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Show.
When your lifetime goal is to own a partial interest in a fireworks stand, it's the Redneck Report.
Dog will hunt.
On Dave and Mahoney.
As you guys know, there's one place and only one place that I want to retire, and that is the Villages in Florida.
Do you seek out things
yes.
specifically about the Villages? Because we talk about them in the Redneck Report at least every day.
No, it's just that much crazy stuff
really?
Happens in the Villages. And my life right now is chaos. In fact, our boss the other day told me, I don't know anyone whose life is more chaotic than yours, and I think I'm kind of addicted to it.
You love the drama.
I love the drama.
You don't like being bored.
I do not.
You hate it.
It drives me crazy.
Yeah.
So the Villages is the place for me, and let me tell you about the latest thing to happen. I'll give you a little picture here. This is Julie.
Okay.
She is 66 years old.
She's a fine-looking lady.
Fine-looking lady.
Who's that guy next to her, Dave? Looks like a much younger suitor.
They're not actually together. That's two different mugshots that we're looking at for two different stories.
Oh.
But Julie, 66, she was on her own. She was in the Village of Tall Trees, which is part of the Villages, and she was driving her red Ford SUV at about 7 p.m. when she accidentally, whoopsie poopsie, drove up onto the sidewalk and directly into a popular restaurant called the Chop House.
Mm.
She was still in the driver's seat when the trooper arrived, and she claimed she had been driving home and just made a wrong turn, because, you know, that's a pretty normal
thing. I mean, wrong turn right into a building. Yeah, it happens. You've
been seeing a lot of people in the news recently claiming their GPSs are directing them into the wrong parts of traffic, so.
She had a couple of bevvies, and she did admit that. She said she'd had four beers, which is different than the standard two.
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
If anybody asks,
it's always
if it's 100 beers or if it's even one beer, you still don't say one. You always say two.
Always two.
It's always two. What is she doing? What's Julie doing?
She was very drunk. 0.16, so double the legal limit.
I mean, maybe. Depending on how big you are.
She's a pretty stout gal.
Yeah.
You don't call a lady stout.
I mean, what if she was drinking stouts?
That's different.
The other mugshot that you saw there, Mahoney, that was a totally different one. This one comes to us from Tulsa. They say the cops stopped a green Accord for a traffic violation on Wednesday, which we have a rule. Don't break the law
while you're breaking the law.
They found a gun under one of the seats, and they also found, interestingly, a box of frosted blueberry Pop-Tarts.
Oh, that's the best.
Do you like blueberry the best?
I like blueberry, strawberries. They're all good. Pop-Tarts are dope.
Instead of a delicious breakfast pastry, 93 grams of fentanyl.
What? That's where he was keeping his in the Pop-Tart box?
In the Pop-Tart box.
That's also a name for something else.
A Pop-Tart box? Man.
This is Dave and Mahoney. Time to play Tipsy.
Stinking through the quad.
Or Toddler. A Dave and Mahoney.
Come on, everybody. Come on.
Kim is joining us today. How you doing, Kim?
I'm doing great. How y'all doing?
We are doing fantastic. The way this works is real simple. There was things that were said. They were either said by a very drunk person or a little kid. You're trying to figure out which is which. So we're going to read these to you. You try to guess, and hopefully we'll set you up with some tickets today, okay?
Okay. Cross my fingers.
All right. Here we go. The first one I will read to you goes, bet me. I don't have an opportunity to change into dresses. I can't grab them if I want them. I like to change all the time.
Kim, is that a tipsy person? Or is that a toddler?
Oh, my goodness.
It's tough.
I'm going to guess a toddler just because of the reaching thing.
Toddler is correct. Well done. On the board with one. Let's have a listen.
Bet me. Woo-hoo. You don't have opportunity to change and go away dresses. I can't grab them if I want them. I like to change all the time.
You know, that's pretty on brand for toddlers. I've got a couple of little girls that are toddlers, and they do like 13 outfit changes a day.
So they're going to be like the next Taylor Swift? Is that what you're saying?
Maybe. We'll see. All right, Mahoney, take it away.
Host an award show.
That's you know what? That's the hope.
There we go.
Make daddy some money.
Number two.
What?
Where did this magic come from? I don't speak this black magic. This black magic, man, black magic. There's black magic. Blagic. Bludgy magic, man. Where's the bloody magic man?
Is that a tipsy person or is that a toddler?
Well, back in the day, that could have been something I would have said. So I'm going to go with tipsy.
Yeah, tipsy is correct. Well done. I like the Kim's like, that's on brand for me.
Yeah. Where does magic come from? I don't speak this black magic. This is a black magic man. Black magic. Where's the black magic man? Blagic magic man. Where's the blagic magic man?
Blagic magic man.
Sometimes words are hard.
All right, Kim, you're doing great. Two for two. Audrey, take it away when you're ready for number three.
I need surgery right now. I'm tired of this. I am tired of this right now.
Ooh, is that a tipsy person or a toddler?
Oh, boy. I'm tired of this. I can't imagine a little toddler is going to say that. So, I don't know. I'm going to go tipsy.
Trick joke.
Yeah, sorry. That was actually a toddler. Probably emulating something that they heard from a parent. Let's have a listen.
I need surgery right now. I'm tired of this. It's so ridiculous. I'm tired of this right now.
All right.
Oh, my.
Play that one more time.
Okay, let's have a listen.
I'm tired of this right now.
It's so ridiculous to me. Yeah, it's pretty good, Aubrey. It's pretty good. All right, here we go on to number four, Mahoney. You and I will bounce back and forth on this one. Why are you so sad?
Because I want to go to Sweden, and I don't know how to speak Sweden.
Swedish? Is that a tipsy person or a toddler?
Oh, my goodness. I'm going to go with tipsy again.
Tipsy is...
unfortunately incorrect. That was a parent trying to console a little child. Let's listen.
Why are you sad?
Because I want to go to Sweden and I don't know how to speak Sweden.
Swedish?
Oh, okay.
Are you sure? Because that's really hard to understand. That could go either way.
It could go either way.
It was overserved.
Mahoney, no. Audrey, take it away whenever you're ready on number five.
I'm supposed to be your friend. I'm your friend. You know that?
I'm being good.
You know how good I would be your friend?
I'm your friend.
I am your friend.
For the win, Kim, is that tipsy or toddler?
Ah, jeez. We've had so many toddlers. I feel like I could almost go with that, but I'm going to stick with tipsy.
Tipsy for the win is correct.
Good job.
Pulled it out, Kim.
Well done. Let's have a listen to that last one.
I'm supposed to be your friend. I'm your friend. You know that? You know that?
I'm not doing it. I'm being good.
You know how good I would be your friend.
I am your friend. Your friend.
I am your friend.
This is Dave and Mahoney.
You know, losing a pet is really tough. Did you guys ever lose a pet when you were growing up?
Oh, yeah, man.
Yeah.
I cried more losing a pet than I did, like, people. For real.
Yeah, I mean, because you love your pets. And, like, for us, we had that collie, Gootsie.
Mm-hmm.
And he was kind of an idiot. I mean, in hindsight. I mean, had some good times with him. He was kind of an idiot. He wandered off one time. Growing up in Minnesota, obviously the lakes freeze over, but they're not always fully frozen over. And Gootsie one time had wandered off and fell into the lake through the ice. And our...
Damn it, Gootsie.
Gootsie, you old moron. Our neighbor went out there like a real-life cowboy and lassoed him and pulled him to safety.
Hell yeah.
I'm like, you would...
Who's got a spare lasso in Minnesota?
Handy in the middle of the winter?
Who calls it a lasso?
What do you call it?
A lasso.
A lasso?
Like a Ted Lasso.
I call it a lasso.
No, it's a lasso.
It's a lasso?
Yeah.
But I thought that was cute. Yeah. I've never heard a lasso.
That's how somebody from Minnesota would say it.
A lasso. Yeah. A lasso. Ooh, Gootsie.
I was going to say that's the noise that Gootsie was making whenever you wrangled that poor dog by its neck to get it out of the ice. I mean, it was that or death, so whatever.
Well, long story short, when you lose a dog, it definitely sucks, or a cat, whatever. But sometimes you got to think, do these dogs and cats just like sometimes want to leave?
Yeah, man, they do. They say that whenever your cats leave the house, they're going to die. Literally.
Yeah, I've heard that. Dogs, too. Like, you're just like, I'm going to wander off and die. You're like, that's so sad.
But that's instinctual because they're, like, going away from their packs or whatever. And
So this dog went missing from Dade City, Florida 2 years ago, reunited with his owners after somebody picked him up on the other side of the state. This dog was 400 miles away.
How did a dog get 400 miles? Is he hitchhiking?
He was running away with his, like, one little that knapsack and a stick.
What was that movie back in the day? It was Homeward Bound.
Teenage Girlfriend. Yeah, Homeward Bound. Homeward. That's right, yeah. But they're saying 450 miles away is where this dog was found. And they wrangled this dog up and brought him back to his owner.
That's dude, if my dog's gone for 2 years, he's got to come home, find a new dog.
Oh, no.
Sorry, old boy.
Yeah, whole new family.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Show.
Do you still leave voicemails?
Hello?
Then this segment is for you. Call anytime at 833-YO-DUMMY and leave
a message.
This is the voicemail.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Okay, you're given the standard three wishes, but the genie warns that everyone else will remember how things were before, and they're going to react accordingly. What do you wish for?
Message deleted.
So it's funny that you say that, because I was actually having a conversation with a bartender, and I was just hanging out at the bar, eating dinner and watching the game, and I looked over, and the bartender had a shot glass in his hand, which is not abnormal for a bartender, but he was pouring a drink for himself. And then I realized it was Pepto-Bismol.
Huh. He took a shot?
Not one, but two shots of Pepto-Bismol. And like, it was the big shot glasses too. And I was like, that is so funny.
Dude.
And I made a comment, obviously, in a lighthearted way. I'm like, you're doing shots of Pepto, huh? He's like, yeah, brother, getting older. I'm like, you know, it's not something that everyone gets to experience. It's actually a blessing to get older. But if I had a wish, like getting older, I don't mind at all. Actually, sure. I like it. But to get older and still have the body that you had when you were like 20 would be amazing.
Because the insides.
Immortality is horrible. Right. We don't want immortality. That would be 100% a curse. But just to have... to be at peak health throughout your entire life.
Yes. Peak health while with all of the wisdom that comes with age.
So let me ask you this, though. When it comes to Pepto-Bismol, do you raw dog it? Because I don't even measure it. I hit it straight from the bottle?
Straight from the bottle.
See, I'm just taking pulls.
I hate Pepto-Bismol.
I love it.
You do?
Oh, I love the taste.
No, it's because nostalgic. The association for me, it was we only had Pepto-Bismol when everyone was... violently vomiting everywhere. And I don't know, was that just a thing like in the 80s and 90s?
No, kids throw up all the time. My wife's elementary school principal and kids throw
just
up.
Be puking.
Yeah, constantly. But I mean, I've got four little kids and there's definitely times where they get sick, but it just hasn't gotten to the point yet where we've had to like bust out like multiple, everyone knows that bowl. Everyone had the puke bowl when they were growing up.
It was the spaghetti bowl for us.
And it was, yeah, you just wash it and put it back and then eat out of it.
Or the giant ice cream tub that everybody got that was usually the Neapolitan. And yes. By the time it was all done, it was just this, it had a, the reason why we liked that one is because it had a handle.
It had a handle, easier to carry.
So you could carry your puke. like an Easter basket.
It's a puke pail.
It was a puke pail. For me, it wasn't the spaghetti bowl. It was the popcorn bowl.
Oh
that's
gracious.
Even worse.
Yeah,
you just wash it. It's fine.
Oh,
that's our culture. But dude, I don't know,
the
man.
Off-brand Pepto, what I can't do it, though. Like, when it comes to any other, like, medicine or whatever it may be, I'll go store brand, generic brand, but I cannot... You cannot replicate that Pepto flavor.
Ugh.
See, I just go Imodium, and I've started carrying. How I know that I'm getting older is whenever I have a meal or if I have like a drink or whatever, and my stomach grows like it's like the Grinch, but of like my stomach. her stomach grew three sizes that day, and I have to seriously. Whenever I'm in my car, I was like, I've got the pills like that. Popping my Imodium in the car like I'm a drug addict.
The little tiny green ones, yeah, which are the smallest pills on the planet.
Legit. And they're like spread all over the floor. Like I'm like, and then I'm hunting them off of the floorboards.
Little crackhead just trying to fight indigestion.
It's the Dave and Mahoney Show.
Please leave a message after the beep.
Do you have a comment, complaint, or opinion for Dave and Mahoney? Then call and leave a message.
833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
So what age do you guys think you'll actually start being funny? 50? 65?
Message deleted.
If we haven't started being funny to you yet, it's not going to happen.
No. I mean, here's the thing. I've found the same things funny my entire life.
Yes.
There's a point where you think, I guess maybe in your adolescence, where you're going to grow out of that phase. That phase has been the last 40 years of my life.
You know, my favorite thing, and it's hard to pin down a single favorite thing, but I think I've done it, about being a dad, is that my kids find the same things hilarious. Like if somebody farts, it is the funniest thing to everyone in the room. Except for my wife sometimes.
My wife does not find that to be as funny or as charming as I do.
Yeah.
Because, you know, she's like, that sounds cartoonish. And I'm like, if it is cartoonish, that's hilarious.
Cartoons are also hilarious.
I didn't share this story the other day, but when it comes to farting and farting revenge.
Oh, Mahoney, you're such a foul person for this.
Audrey, I was on a flight.
I don't mean to call you out, but this is terrible.
I'm sitting in the big front seat on Spirit.
You did not.
Living my best life.
You did not.
So lady sits down next to me and she looks annoyed that I had to stand up to let her through.
Why? Because she thought you were just going to scoot over like it's a bus?
Well, no, I don't know. But she was just annoyed that there was a person there. And then she gets up and moves again. Like, and I'm like, what? She trades seats with her daughter who comes over. And this woman's probably in her 40s or 50s. And she's got the smelliest box of Panda Express on a flight that you could imagine.
There are certain foods that you're not allowed to bring on airplanes. And I feel like anything, and I don't know why they sell these in airports. Tuna fish sandwiches.
What are you doing?
Why are you doing that?
Don't do that.
I hate that.
Recycled air. And it's So it's Panda, Panda Express.
It's not the orange chicken?
And it's not orange chicken. It's broccoli and beef, and it just smells
like farts.
Beet.
Yeah. Mm.
And she's just being annoying, like, you know, and I'm, in the, again, trying to live my life in the big front seat, trying to just relax.
You're sitting there in the lap of luxury.
She's just being, like, very rude.
Like, abrasive. You can tell.
Yes, and I'm just like, and I'm like, I got my headphones on. I'm like, I'm 10 minutes into this thing. She starts opening up her her Panda Express and then just like sets it on the shared armrest. What? Icing me out of the armrest.
And you're in the center.
And it's just two seats.
Right. Oh.
Because it's first class.
It's the big front seat.
It's bootleg first class, but it's first class. Okay.
And I'm like heaving from the smell of how bad this broccoli and cheddar is.
Did you start actually going,
like it felt like I was getting nauseous. And then all of a sudden, like, it got me so nauseous that I had to pass
gas. It hurt your belly.
Yeah. But I'm like, she's coming at me with this horrible odor.
You saw this war with smells?
And so you went with a nuclear option. So you decided, all right.
Normally, I would, you know, you could kind of silence a fart.
That's
if you
so
just
foul.
if you push your butt down into the seat hard.
That's not true.
You can silence a fart on an airplane.
It'll sound like you're zipping up a zipper. Yeah.
Nobody's hearing it first and foremost. I'm saying the smell. You can contain the smell, but I was like, I just aimed it.
Did you lean up?
I picked up the left cheek
and fired
one across the bow.
That is absolutely horrible.
Dave and Mahoney.
So we've been talking about this writer's strike, and when you hear about a writer's strike in Hollywood, you're like, what does that really mean? But it is significant. Like, all the late night shows have already shut down, and there's a couple of the guys that are continuing to pay their staff, which I think is nice and noble and all that stuff. But what we're really going to get in the not too short term is more crappy reality shows.
Great.
Because that's what led to the boom of reality shows. The first time is when there was a writer's strike many years ago. But
excuse
Fox,
me, I need more Love is Blind.
You need more of that? More
I need more
Island.
F-Boy Island.
Oh, you don't think there's writers involved in that?
Oh, look out.
I need more Jersey Shore.
So it caught my attention when Fox announced the cast of an upcoming reality TV show called Stars on Mars, because William Shatner is the host of it, I guess, and he's going to give the different celebrities missions each week, like they live in a simulated Mars colony, eliminating one contestant every week. And I was like, what a strange concept. I mean, it kind of sounds like a Big Brother-esque type
show. They've done these, like, you know, endurance things or challenge things with celebrities. I mean, it's nothing new. It's just, you know, a new spin on a kind of a tired concept, in my opinion.
I don't like the fact that they're hiring William Shatner as the host.
Why not?
It's not going to be around...
Stop it. Don't you say those words.
William Shatner is just fine.
A very spry
91.
Dude, so we produce my production company produces the MMA awards, and William Shatner wanted to attend one year, and we were booking flights for him, and I was like, he was born in the 30s?
Hell yeah, William Shatner.
Before World War II.
Yeah.
During World War I.
It's crazy. But
during the Depression.
Not during World War I. World War I was
over.
That was like the 20s, right?
No. It was right before the teens, and then it was the roaring 20s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
1913, man. 1917.
But then there was the roaring 20s after that. After the war.
Let's stop
talking about history because we don't know Jack.
You're exactly right. See, if you just hadn't corrected us, everyone would be like, yeah, that sounds
better. That's what we should bring back. You don't know Jack. Remember that game?
Yeah, I do. But so here's some of the celebrities that are involved in this Stars on Mars show. They just announced Lance Armstrong. Why? And Ronda Rousey, and then Ariel Winter from Modern Family.
Okay, I like her.
Yeah, and eight more celebrities have also joined,
but you're leading with Ronda Rousey and Lance Armstrong?
Yeah.
This does not sound like it's going to do well.
Yeah, the whole thing with Lance Armstrong, man, like the way that he would throw his people under the bus when he was trying to get away with all of his cheating.
You
like,
bitch.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of Lance Armstrong.
Like, I don't care that you were cheating. I care about how you treated your team.
Sued and ruined people's lives.
Yes.
Who accused him of doing exactly what he was doing. He sucks.
Yeah. Oh, they did say that Marshawn Lynch is going to be a part of it as well.
I love Marshawn. Give Marshawn a camera and a microphone everywhere he
goes.
Leave
Marshawn and Ariel Winters as opposed to Lance Armstrong.
And the guy who played McLovin, whose real name is Christopher Mintz-Plasse or whatever, he's going to be a part of it as well.
Okay.
But Marshawn Lynch, I'm here for.
Have you ever seen him on the Bear Grylls episode?
No, I haven't.
Where he's learning how to survive with
really?
Bear Grylls.
Oh, man.
Peak. That's what I'm saying. Give him a microphone. Give him a camera everywhere he goes.
Dave Mahoney.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Show.
Because there's really no point in pretending to be... Hold on, what? Because there's really no point in pretending to be good at... To be good at this? Oh, I... Okay, let me pick it up from here. It's an all-new blooper reel on the Dave and Mahoney Show.
So if you have been listening to the show, then you know what it's all about. If you're new to the show, then something we should just tell you right now is that we like to celebrate our mediocrity.
We are professional talkers.
Mm-hmm.
We that earn our living
good at professionally talking,
but our mouths don't work a lot of the time.
Sometimes, and you know what I'm talking about, our mouths betray us.
This is AI. All of these things that you're about to hear that are bloops that come out of my mouth, it is a robot. It's not even
deep
really
fake.
Me.
Deep fake,
deep fake.
Huh?
Yeah. Deep fake. Okay.
Got it. Sure.
I am perfect.
Well, let's celebrate our mediocrity and showcase just how bad we were this past week.
Great. It's an all-new blooper reel.
I was wearing glasses. This was pre-LASIK. My airbag goes off, and I always worried about, like, wearing glasses while an airbag goes off. While an airbag,
You are a paranoid person, but paranoid.
We had a chance. I don't know if you ever had a, or I know I had a chance to meet Jerry Springer on a couple occasions.
Yeah. So Florida Highway Patrol troopers received several calls of a man driving erratically and then thought maybe he was drunk. A man driving erratically.
Men and women wearing Tommy Bahamas. Ooh, I mean, it's
a look.
That
it's a vibe.
They just look leisurely. They just look leisurely.
Skim milk.
I mean, that's all I can drink now.
Ugh.
But how weird was it that we were just propagandized for
advertising,
milk?
Advertising works.
Yeah.
I believed
for your
it.
Bones? What? We were just propagandized.
Word.
Propagated.
Also a word.
Propaganded. What?
My airbag goes off, and I'm always worried about, like, wearing glasses while an airbag. I was wearing glasses. This was pre.
What?
Several calls of a man driving erratically.
They just look leisurely. Advertising works.
Yeah.
I believed it.
Bones?
What?
We were just propagated. Propagated. You are a paranoid person, but
This is Dave and Mahoney.
Out of all of the creepy critters out there that you cannot domesticate, I would say my favorite, hands down, is a raccoon.
People have domesticated raccoons, Dave.
Yeah, but it's not like a normal thing to domesticate a raccoon. If it was easy to domesticate a raccoon, everyone would do it. Because as far as pound for pound cool-looking creatures, raccoons are up there. I mean, what other creature has, like, a cool little bandit mask on?
I mean, like, those some of those sugar gliders have, like, you know, depending on their markings, they got little masks.
Yeah, but, I mean, like, raccoons are pretty awesome the way
they're like
that
cats.
Yeah, that they, like, steal stuff, too.
They're actually related to bears.
Are they really?
They are.
Well, the reason why I bring up raccoons is because students and teachers at a Texas high school say that they have had to repeatedly evict an unusual group of unwanted guests, and it is raccoons. So a recent raccoon sighting at McCallum High School in Austin began with a dead raccoon found in a wall.
R.I.P.
I'm sure that smelled great. And the incident was followed by a raccoon being caught in a live trap in a science classroom. You want to see the picture of the little... Look at that little guy. He got all caught up.
Okay, yeah.
Poor baby.
But the... That wasn't the end of it. They also said that there was a trio of raccoons that were spotted running down a hallway as well. So these raccoons have, like, full-on
mischief
taken over this high school.
So I had a raccoon whenever I was living in Lexington, Kentucky, actually, like, climb into the walls of my apartment complex. I don't know how they did it, but they shimmied their way through, I guess, like the
like a vent
chimneys
or something,
a vent or something like that. And the way that my apartment was set up is that I guess, like, through the walls, you could also get into the like cabinetry.
Yeah.
So they would go in and behind my cabinets, and all I would hear was scratch, 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 scratch. Oh. Like they were trying to break in through the cabinets of the walls, and
that's freaky. If you know it's a raccoon, if you don't know it's a raccoon, that's really
like
scary.
Who? It's like a person, like yeah, a like demon who's like living who's in my walls. Home. Oh yeah, it was totally freaky.
The raccoon sightings have become so common at this high school. They actually launched an Instagram account called Mac Raccoon Updates.
You have to change your mascot to a raccoon.
You should be the raccoon school.
Yes,
it is meant to be.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Show.
Blitz, glamour, and out-of-touch celebrities.
Well, that's redundant.
It's Pop Trash.
I'm Dave and Mahoney.
So, Audrey, anytime that there's some gossip, you know I'm coming to you. Mm. And there is some drama going on with Kevin Costner right now.
I know, it's so drama.
My wife is a huge Kevin Costner fan. She's actually pretty bummed because it looks like this is going to be it for Kevin Costner on Yellowstone. And, we, you know, we're big fans of Yellowstone over the years. I feel like it's gone off the rails.
Season four is...
tough.
Mid.
Very.
Mid.
It's not what brought us to it.
Which sucks. And one of my biggest complaints whenever we're talking about consuming media and on all of the shows that are out there right now, being a binger, whenever I hear things like this from you, Dave and Mahoney, why would I want to watch a show that only had three good seasons and finishes out poorly?
Yeah, I get why that argument. I mean, but there's shows that, like Lost, that were so good early on.
First two seasons were, I mean, the first season of Lost is maybe one of the most dramatic that has ever.
The first couple of seasons were just phenomenal.
Made it to TV, but.
But it looks like Yellowstone is going to be breaking up as we know it. I'm sure that they'll continue to do the spinoffs and everything else.
The spinoffs are better than what the original is right now, I think.
I agree. Like 1923, the one with Harrison Ford,
1883 was
phenomenal. Was very good. Yep.
But Kevin Costner, speaking of breaking up.
Well, yeah, his marriage is over. And they were together for like 20 years almost.
A long time.
And there was rumors, which I don't believe to be are true, or believe to be true, but there's rumors that it was because he had impregnated somebody who worked on the cast.
People came out and vehemently denied that.
Yeah.
I don't think you put out a statement saying you were blindsided about your divorce if you're out there getting other people pregnant.
Right. Yeah. Because
that was really good PR people. Which I'm sure he does. But I don't know, man. It's just, you hate to see people who've been together that long just get blindsided.
Yeah, because if he didn't know that it was coming, like that is, you know, after 20 years of marriage, and then she just...
Well, then you're just so blatantly unaware.
Some people don't know, man.
I'm busy.
And also,
that's probably part of the problem.
Yeah, and they were saying that, you know, he was becoming more difficult to work with on set. And I mean, Kevin Costner's
as
a huge star.
As he should be, because he's become... Kevin Costner was always a movie star, and then a movie star coming to television and then having one of the biggest hits on TV. Pay that man what he's worth.
Do you know how much they're paying for some of those episodes? There was an article talking about kind of the reckless spending of Taylor Sheridan, who's the guy who created Yellowstone, and then he also created the spinoffs.
Paramount's paying for a ranch for him, like $50,000 a month or something like that.
They're paying like random people because they're like his cattle trainer, but they live in Texas and not even on his ranch. They were saying it was like $22 million an episode for 1883.
I will never begrudge any creator for getting what they're worth because, you know what? If you can, do it. It's only going to last a minute.
No,
so capitalize as much as you can.
Paramount blind. Yep. Absolutely.
But, I mean, he's okay, if he's going to be robbing anybody blind, like, that's fine. And I think that everybody, any actor, anybody who is going to be making a network that much money deserves to get the paycheck themselves, especially when you're Kevin Costner. You know, you are the show.
He made the show.
He's the show.
He did.
Absolutely.
He was.
But, you know, whenever somebody's coming on set and acting that way, there's something going on at home, too. You know
what
I mean?
It feels
like when people are coming to work, just think about just in work as we're all driving or going to work right now, right? Like, we're coming home. Legitimately, if there's somebody who is like in the office that you could just feel that energy, you're like, oh, something's going on in your life.
This is Dave and Mahoney.
Do you still leave voicemails?
Hello?
Then this segment is for you.
Call anytime at 833-YO-DUMMY
and leave a
message.
This is the voicemail.
Please leave a message after the tone.
If you could change one thing about yourself physically, what would you change? I'd be taller.
Message deleted.
I mean, everything. Less fat.
Nobody's happy with their appearance. Even the people who are in the greatest shape of all time, they still think that they can be better. Everybody hates what they look like until we see a picture of ourselves from 15 years ago.
And then
we go,
like,
wow,
oh my God,
I look amazing.
I look great. Why did I hate the way I looked then?
We just can't. It's just, I hate that we're wired that way.
One of the saddest things that I've had to have a conversation with my best friend about is the editing that women do on their photos has gone above and beyond something that I feel like most guys probably don't understand. Like, to, from their jaw lines to, you know, making their nose thinner. And it's not just filters. It's like there's these apps that have made shortcuts to where you feel like if you only looked like this, if you only were able to make yourself. I mean, we've seen the, you know, the Kim Kardashian fails where she even, who looks fantastic, is making her waistline skinnier or her arms thinner. And it's like, you are, to the point of Kim Kardashian, like, you are the most beautiful woman to most people in the
world.
And you're still editing yourself.
Yes.
So whenever we're having this conversation with my, you know, with my best friend, I'm like, why do you feel the need to do that? Like, you are stunning. Stop it. It's your nose. You're born with it. Your mother's beautiful. Your dad is handsome. Like, you are, and even if you wanted a nose job or whatever it is, there's no knock on that either. But I mean, like, the fact that we have all of these things that are just, everyone's just picking at all the time on themselves, like, there's already so much bad in the world. Why are you going to pick on yourself too?
But I'm also,
like, you got to be your own cheerleader.
But I'm also of the mind of, if something will legitimately make you happier, you do you.
That's what I said. If you want a nose job, whatever. If
do you.
Didn't just do it. Like, but I mean, at the, it's just sad that, again, you people are their own worst enemies. Like, you just beat yourself up all day.
Believe you me, when they announced the world's first safe and effective male enhancement surgery.
Oh, first in line, baby. Sign me up.
Camping out.
And then I'm wearing the short shorts after that.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Show.
So, Mahoney, you have been well known as the world's most paranoid man for many years now. And this goes back, you know, from when you were a kid. Like, do you remember when you became paranoid that you were going to get, like, mugged in your own neighborhood?
No, Dave, it's just, you know, there's things that happen. I watch the news. I read the news. I see what's going on in the world.
That's the problem, is that you watch the news and it's always like, murder everywhere.
But you got to keep your head on a swivel, Dave. You know what?
No, you don't.
You know what? Have I been murdered yet?
No.
Nope.
Nothing bad has ever happened to you. That's my point.
Mm-hmm.
But one of your earliest fears that you told us about was because you used to wear glasses before you got the LASIK did. And you used to worry that your airbag, if you got into an accident, would go off and it would crush your glasses into your eyeballs.
Is that not something that sounds horrifying as you two, as
we're
now
both wearing
a guy
glasses.
LASIK, but both of you are wearing glasses
now? I don't ever think about that.
You should.
No, I should
not.
I think
my lenses are plastic.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, mine are plastic.
That's how lenses are made now.
Plastic brakes, too.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, like, okay. Like,
but back in the day, if my glass was made out of glass, Dave.
Okay, well, so you were worried about the airbag going off.
Hitting that and crushing my glasses into my eyes and me being blind, yes. Yeah.
Glasses.
he can't see without his glasses. There is a real reason to fear this now.
Okay, what's going on now, Dave?
BMW has issued a do not drive warning to owners of vehicles built between 2000 and 2006, which have defective airbags.
Oh, I mean, and you're just now figuring this out,
right?
From cars from 23 years ago?
Yeah. So the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration called the risk of vehicle occupants dire, which doesn't seem great. But there's about 90,000 vehicles that have these Takata airbags that I guess.
Oh, that's the Toyota, I think, Honda, had those too.
Honda.
Yeah.
They had a similar warning back in February.
Like,
yeah,
whoever's got a BMW is about to get a brand new car.
No, they just put the airbag in there.
How come whenever you have a recall, then we know somebody who had a recall on a car that was like a lemon or whatever it is, and then they got a whole brand new car.
But that's like a new car, not like a car that's 23. They're not like, we're going to replace the 23. We'll replace the airbags.
You could have died in that. That's what I would pitch. Like, I could have died in this car. You owe me.
They're saying the airbags have a 50% failure rate.
I mean, the fact that, like, they were shooting out metal pieces is from what I recall.
Metal fragments ejected towards the driver's face. So basically like a little grenade. Isn't that fun?
That's horrifying.
Yep. It said that it could kill people or leave them with devastating, life-altering injuries.
Okay, so what's the car again?
It's a BMW between 2000 and 2006, so...
So everybody driving like a 2007 right now is like, phew.
Just missed it.
Follow the Dave and Mahoney Show on social media at Dave and Mahoney.
Because your home phone, cell phone, email, Facebook, Twitter, and home screen all at the same time.
They're everywhere.